in the States right now, most large-scale political activity that's going on is going on completely within the electoral process.
Yeah, maybe we can talk a little bit more about this. And now is the presidential campaign in the United States, and it's also the campaign here in Canada for the Prime Minister and for the government of Canada. But if we talk more about the United States, what do you think about this campaign and the way they mix politics and the way the people interact with this?
Well, this particular election is, it's interesting in what for me is a really negative way. I mean, obviously, I have no interest in electoral politics beyond what it tells me about what's going on in the United States or in a specific society. And this year, the United States, for the first time, it's not the first time that women or black people have run for president, but it's the first time where they made any real distance in their campaigns. And now the Democratic Party has a black man who is running for president, and it's like he's totally, you know, part of the ruling elite, has been for quite a while. He's from a wealthy family, you know, and so on. But he happens to be black, and he happens, in addition, to have a kind of demagogic charm. So he's gotten this huge following where, due to him running, more and more black Americans have registered to vote. And anyone who knows much about U.S. presidential elections knows that the normal voter turnout is barely 50%. This year it'll probably be way above that because of this. And the only thing I can hope coming out of that is, if Obama wins, that maybe some people will have their eyes open to the fact that it doesn't make any difference what color the president is, what gender the president is, and so on. The president is a president. The president is the state, a pawn of the state acting for the state, is not on the side of anyone who wants freedom or who simply wants not to be oppressed. But it's like all this energy that might have been aimed in at least more interesting, rebellious ways now is being aimed in supporting this candidate whose basic slogan is hope and change, two words which I never trust, and especially not out of the mouths of someone who wants to rule. Well, my most immediate hopes at this point are to actually stimulate when I go back to Portland, it seems like there are a few of my friends are having very similar feelings to me of frustration with this whole thing, and I'm hoping to go back and see us actually turn this frustration into activity on a small scale, because it will be that way, but seeing us actually daring more than we have been recently. I know two of my closest friends have expressed wanting to do that sort of thing, and for a long time I felt like I kind of am, whatever I do, I'm doing on my own. And when you're kind of completely on your own, it is a limit. It's not a chain, but it is a limit. And it gets frustrating at times, so I'm hoping to see that open up. And I am hoping to see, with what's been going on in the economy, I'm hoping that the effect on those of us who are pretty much down on the bottom or on the lower end economically, seeing that push more towards and acting out on our anger rather than giving up in despair. And there is a lot of anger down there in the United States, and like right now, it's usually a hopeless, well, it's usually, I should say, I don't want to say hopeless because I don't really believe in hope, but it's usually a despairing anger, the other side of the coin of hope.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, I don't want either hope or despair, just like actually starting to act on the anger. And it's possible that could happen. I would like to see it happen. I do think right now people have channeled so much into this, basically this almost religious faith in Obama, that if he wins, it will probably be a while, you know, it'll probably be a while before that expresses itself, till people realize that he's the same thing.